That's just where you have them. We got people that way. Any little thing.
Touchy?
Yeah, they're touchy. Call us hard to get along, and they're awful touchy. We call that. A lot, that's what we work all that around here. They're just a little too touchy to visit with.
Mm-hmm. If a person, got up at 1 o'clock in the morning and went on long walks then, had a house full of stuffed bats, collected old pancakes, you'd say he was...
Well...
He wouldn't be normal.
No, he sure wouldn't be. No, you just... Something wrong with him. Yeah, we could say something wrong with that guy, see him picking up all that old stuff and taking it home.
Would he be queer?
Yeah, you bet he'd be queer. You know, I've seen that happen too a lot of times. We've got him to done that.
And it's supposed to be if you wave a red flag in front of a bull, you'll make him...
He'll fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll fight you.
He'll get what?
Mad. Yeah, he gets mad, you know, and he'll fight you. You know, that's the way you get a bull to fight, too. Take a red rag.
If some catastrophe happens and you see people are going to get excited and you don't want them to get excited, you might say to them, now, everything will be all right if we just...
If we just keep our head and don't get excited. And nothing's going to... Just don't get excited and we'll it'll work out all right. I know how to word them. Like, you know, can't tell you how I want to tell you about them.
Keep calm?
Yeah, just be calm and everything will turn out all right. Don't lose your head. That's what I tell them.
And when you come in after a hard day, you say you're...
Tired.
If children are making a lot of noise and you don't want them to, what do you tell them?
I just tell them to quieten down a little.
And the person who has lost his hearing, you'd say is...
Deaf.
If you saw a man working out in the field and his shirt was just wringing wet, how would you say he got his shirt wet?
Well, he's just working too hard. He's just overworking. It's so hot and he's just overdoing himself.
Mm-hmm.
He
did what to get it wet, though? Poured water on it?
No, he sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat.
That's what I probably
said. Yeah, sweat. He just sweat, you know. He just worked as hard as he just wet. Well, we said, look at that guy there. What the sweat he's working so hard. That's where he works.
Well, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
You get those pores open.
Yes, sir. Sweat the old part in that.
Well, what do you call that sore that old men sometimes get on their neck? Has a hard center in it, very, very sore.
Oh, you mean a boron?
Mm-hmm. What do you call the fluid in that?
Kind of pus, don't we call it?
Mm-hmm. And it won't be nice and smooth and level, it'll be...
Kind of a hole there, huh?
Well, the skin around it would be.
Kind of tore up?
Well, when it all sort of...
Well, it's kind of a bump there, don't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You say it's swelled up or
yeah,
swollen up?
Yeah, swollen up.
If the fella gets shot, the place where the bullet goes in, you'd say is the...
There's a hole there.
Yeah, call it a bullet.
Wound, they always call it a bullet wound.
Mm-hmm. And when a horse gets a wound, sometimes it won't heal and gets that red, angry matter around there. Mm-hmm.
What do you about, call it? Fresh, you know.
Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of that?
Well, I have to put something in there to eat that out, you know. There's certain medicines you can put in there and kind of eat that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you were talking about these old people out here that just recently died. If you wanted to find out why, what would you ask?
Why they died?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say they've been sick.
Well, what seemed to be wrong with him? What was his ailment, you know?
Or what did he die
with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did he die with? Yeah, we always do that. We'll ask him what did he die with.